Hey guys, it's your host, your goddess. I haven't been on this in so long, so usually it just feels a little bit weird for me when I first start and then I'll like get into it. This is Serendipity Podcast. If you've never clicked on my podcast before, this is just basically me venting about whatever it is that's on my mind or anything that's kind of popular for the moment. If you had turned up your radio to hear me, it's probably because you must have clicked on my podcast for some odd reason this episode, right? So there's this song that I wanted to share with you. In no way, shape, or form am I getting paid for this song at all, but I always listen to this song on the road. It's called Mirror Talk. Mirror Talk. And it's by the artist Griff, I believe her name is. And the song, it always like has this, I guess, nostalgic vibe to it, and also very honest, because in the song she's talking about herself, like looking in the mirror, like, come on, get it together, just stop with the mirror talk, stop, you know, talking pretty much bad to yourself. And I was always trying to figure out, when I meet other people or anything like that, what is it that they usually see about me? And based off an assumption, I will then start dictating what they think about me, and then I'm just trying to pay attention to not be that way, if that makes sense. Almost like imposter syndrome, right? If you feel like you can't be yourself, that's basically imposter syndrome. And I was sitting here just contemplating, and I had, you know, went on my honeymoon, which was super awesome, right? I definitely had a lot of mirror talk, quote unquote. Now, obviously, I'm not really standing in front of the mirror. If you do, then you'll notice that if, besides you getting ready in the mirror, brushing your teeth, putting on your makeup, fixing your hair, whatever the case might be, people don't really stare at themselves. And at times, I find it very disturbing, to be honest. Not because, you know, I'm saying that I'm ugly or something like that. Not in that sense, because I have those days where I feel like my self-esteem is like really low. So I'm just talking about when you are looking at yourself and kind of finding out if this is who you really are. And at times I notice that when I do look in the mirror and I'm actually looking at myself, I do feel proud of myself because I did come a very long way. I went through a lot as well too. And then I start to realize when I talk to other people that, you know, they have their own journey. And this mirror talk that we do to ourselves is almost like mental abuse in a way, if you think about it, right? Because when we meet people, they're so focused on like the things that you necessarily don't pay attention to. They're paying attention to your smile. They're paying attention to your hair. They're paying attention to what you have on. They're just highlighting all these things, right? And then once you start talking with someone, all of a sudden you are speaking about your flaws, right? So if a person says, which I have this really bad habit of doing, someone will say, oh my God, you're so beautiful. And I'll be like, it's like a pause of uncomfortability for me, which is weird because of course my immediate response is thank you. But then it's like, I don't really ask for attention like that. And I think that's one of the reasons why I had to delete my Instagram, because I feel like for myself, I always was trying to fish for a compliment and not necessarily doing it on purpose, like trying to show titties and ass on purpose. No, it's just like, I feel comfortable in that way. I'm a very sensual person. I feel sexy in moments, you know, when I feel like a goddess and when I feel like a bad, you know, baddie. I'm just trying to, you know, show that, not being in a derogatory manner or anything like that. And even if it was a little bit, you know, when my little V-neck shirts is a little bit lower or if my jeans is a little bit tighter, that doesn't mean I'm a slut or a thot or a hoe or anything like that. It just means sometimes people really do feel themselves. Now, of course, you make sure, child, that you got on the right kind of clothing, because not everybody want to see what you got. And some of y'all need to stop. Some of y'all need to stop. I'm going to just say I'm gonna just say that. And I think everyone knows what I'm referring to. You just have that these group of people that come outside and we all see you, you know. So just make sure you have on something that looks pretty decent when you're walking outside. But back to the mirror talk, I think I just wanted to do this episode really quick just to remind you how important you really are. Now, I don't know your circumstance. I probably don't even know you. You probably, you know, clicked on my podcast just by finding it by serendipity. No pun intended, but pun intended. Mirror talk is very important. And I think because I deal with a lot of people on a daily, I try to instill in other people to always highlight what you do. Now, of course, as a woman especially, it's very hard for me to just zone in on what I am doing correctly. Or sometimes I'm zoning in on the things that I'm doing correctly and I expect other people to do it the exact same way. And that's not how life is supposed to work. I always had a big, big, big miscommunication when I was younger, like with my family or even sometimes now to this day of when I say certain things, right? So I feel like as a person, I definitely grew a lot. But I have a cap, you know? I have a cap with family, friends, anybody who knows me. I have a cap. And after a while, when I see that you're doing stupid shit or you trying to change up what I said or what the case might be, then it becomes a problem for me. So, you know, I might be a little snappy, but it's because I'm very patient, you know? Like, I don't like discrediting myself so much because I already feel like I do that a lot. Like, I do that a lot. And I was reading my horoscope the other day, and it was just, like, reminding me that I am unique on purpose. I am very outspoken on purpose. And I have always realized, now that I'm grown, that people are always trying to shut you up. And not saying that you always have to say everything on your mind, you know, every single moment. I'm not saying that, because you should be disciplined in that. And I'm also disciplining myself in that that sense. It is very truthful that honesty can hurt other people. But I feel like, depending on who it is, you should trust it. And you should also trust yourself when you're looking in the mirror, that when you are talking to yourself, that you are sure and positive and feel comfortable in what you're doing, what you're saying. I believe jobs, schools, and just simply the interactions that we have with people are very important. No lie, I do feel like, okay, maybe you might click on the podcast and be like, oh, whatever, she's talking about the same thing that everyone else is talking about. But no, I really do feel when you really do talk to people and sit down, you will eventually see how scarred things can sound. Things can sound, I guess, like in an unbelievable sense that they're going through it. And you're just like flabbergasted listening to the stories of people. And you're like, I cannot believe you're going through this. So I guess in a roundabout way, I'm going to tell you this very, very short story without like disclosing anything. So I had met someone. They came to me and we were trying to go through something, you know, that they had to, you know, come to terms with. And you know, when I met them, because it literally took like 5 or 10 minutes for everything to spew out. So eventually I got the talking with this person and they just admitted to me, you know, their father was an alcoholic. They literally just came from the hospital like to drop them off. And you could see in this person's face that they were tired. But they had such a, I guess, how can I say it? Like a tenacity, like to keep going. And I reminded this person, when you are looking in the mirror or when you cannot help someone and you can't take the horse to the water if it don't want to drink, child, leave that person and let them be. And I've had to learn that. Now, I will say at this age, at 34, maybe I'll look back at this or listen to this podcast or episode And I will eventually understand mirror talk 10 years from now a little bit more. But I have to show myself some grace, and I feel like you should show yourself some grace as well. Mirror talk is when, now, of course, you're probably thinking, okay, Michelle, or Sherelle, I guess you say, or Relly, whoever, whatever you like to call me, as long as it's a nice name and it's cute, I'm down. I think when you define talking, right, you are conversing back and forth with someone, right, exchanges of experiences and stuff like that. When you are doing mirror talk in the mirror, you are saying all the things, even in your mind, if you're looking about what you are worried about. Oh, man, I'm too fat, or my skin is too dark, or I'm breaking out my face too much. My mirror talk, usually on a daily, no lie, is my face. Because, you know, when weather changes and you traveling and all this other stuff, it can mess up your face like a lot. And of course, everyone knows who listened to my podcast knows that I have PCOS. So, you know, when you break out, it feels like the worst day on earth. But point is, the mirror talk is basically you just going in on yourself, going in about the day. Oh, my God, it's so hot. Or, oh, my God, you're just all day. That's all we're doing. Mirror talk. And sometimes realizing, since I guess I had like an epiphany or something when I went to my honeymoon, that what I say to myself is very important, because if I don't watch what I say to myself, I can turn around and do the same damage to someone else. I'm going to say that one more time. Whatever it is that I say to myself or do to myself will be the same thing I wind up doing to someone else. Isn't that crazy? I was sitting here just thinking about it. I have nothing in front of me. My phone is literally sitting on a Lysol wipe container. And I'm just sitting here doing the episode. I literally was sitting here thinking that. And I was like, that is so powerful. I have to, even for yourself, be more careful with what you say and do to yourself. And you may realize that internally over the years, it was abuse to your own mind and your own self, right? And then it can be also abuse in a different way, like when you're like, you know, doing it to someone else, you know? Now, I'm not saying I was ever like a malicious person. I'm not saying anything like that. But I have had experiences when I wasn't happy with the outcome of like my actions and stuff like that. And sometimes it can come off like rude. Now, I'm not saying for those of y'all who are like, you know what I'm saying, had to put the brakes on y'all motherfuckers, you know, who will be trying to play me and shit like that. I'll say something because I feel like literally you probably deserved it, period. But in the sense of just reminding someone, hey, you know, this mirror talk that you're doing for yourself is not okay. I feel like you should be more gentle with yourself. So stuff like that, you should probably say to someone if you hear them doing the mirror talk. But do not add on more salt to the wound. What I mean by that is, if you see someone struggling with something, meaning like their self-confidence or anything, and they're just having like the worst time ever, do not add more salt to the wound when you are trying to converse with them about something or arguing about something. And then you're using whatever it is that they're battling with against them. If that's something that they are admitting to you, you know, hey, you know, I feel like I'm fat, right? This is just a random example. I do not feel like I'm fat, honey. I'm just saying it's just an example because I love my little thick self and my husband loved me too. But I feel like it's just what I'm just trying to say is just be very careful with what your words as far as yourself. I feel like I'm going to practice more and more my mirror talk of just saying more positive things about myself, because my day can seem very long. I'm interacting with a lot of people. It's a lot of energies, you know, and sometimes I can be the one that's like giving all the time and like just pouring into everyone else. And then at times I have moments where people will stop me and they'll just be like, you know what? Thank you so much for being honest, or thank you so much, or no one's ever told me this, or whatever the case might be. So I think I had to stop feeling bad for being me, because my mirror talk was also, you know, people say that you talk too much. Maybe you should just be quiet. Maybe you shouldn't say nothing at all. Sometimes it's okay not to say nothing. I really will say. Sometimes it's okay just to sit and observe because you don't know the situation, right? And then when you go inside the mirror, your mirror talk will be like, oh man, maybe I should have spoke up, right? But if you know for sure people are doing the same shit over and over again, and you see the same trend within yourself and then also with others and stuff like that. So yourself, you're going to be like, if I have a trend, if I'm doing something consistently, meaning like if I'm not talking positive about my face, right? Then by the time someone gives me a compliment, that's all I'm going to go on and on and on about. So mirror talk is very important, basically. I just wanted to give you guys that food for thought, because I realized a lot about myself in like just a few seconds. It's weird because I feel like life happens to you. I feel like you will notice when life is happening to you when you keep still. And I'm not saying in a sense of not working. I'm not saying none of that. I'm saying keep still, like in your mind, like for a second. If you are reading a book, be in the zone of reading the book. If you are studying, be in the zone of studying. And don't let your mind race off from one thing to another. So just, you know, work on your mirror talk. Give yourself more compliments. Know that you are beautiful. Know that sometimes you shine. Know that sometimes you could be handsome. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you're going to be sweaty. Sometimes this or that. But just always find the good in what you're doing. Always find the good. And when you're looking in the mirror, if you can just take a second and breathe and just be like, you know, God's going to teach me something today. Or I'm going to learn patience today. Or you are patient. You look beautiful. Like, say stuff like, you know, your hair. I know it sounds stupid. I really know it may sound stupid to you, but it really does help. It really does help a lot. So, yeah, I just wanted to give you guys that. But I miss you all, and thank you so much for listening. I'm so sorry that I don't do podcasts on a regular like some people. But I feel like it's always more authentic, when I say what's on my mind in the moment, because then you just kind of, you know, like venting on the damn podcast. But thank you so much for listening. And I promise, you know, the next episode that I do, is it'll be another interesting topic really quick to talk about, because I don't like when people start rambling for no reason. So mirror talk, positivity, be mindful, the same thing that you would do to yourself, you can do to someone else, and be more gentle with your thoughts. Okay, so I'm closing it up. This is Serendipity Podcast. This is Relly Ro. Okay, your goddess from the BX, always representing all the time. Love you guys.